It is now time for our Community Spotlight, brought to you by Solid Value Contracting. This Community Spotlight is Radford Media Group's public affairs program, highlighting the work people are doing in West Central Missouri. If you missed today's episode, you can listen on demand at mykdkd.com by clicking on the podcast tab on the homepage, then finding the Community Spotlight podcast. Joining me in the studio today for our Community Spotlight from the City of Clinton and the Clinton Chamber of Commerce is Larry Tucker. He's the new Clinton Economic Development Director. And Larry, thank you so much for coming out today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you in the studio and to learn a little bit about you and who you are and what you do.
I often say that I just got lucky to become an economic development professional. I was working in commercial banking as a loan officer in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I love Chattanooga, by the way.
Great, yeah. Great. Glad you know that. Yeah. Beautiful town.
Yes.
Pretty country. Anyway, so I followed my bank supervisor over to an economic development office there in Chattanooga.
Okay.
And I was just an economic development flunky, but we were serving a large territory, partly in Tennessee and partly in North Georgia.
North Georgia, yeah.
Right. So
just up the hill.
Yeah.
Really.
Lots of hills.
Yeah.
lots of hills. Not much flatland.
Not much out there. Well, that's pretty cool. And so how long have you been in economic development?
I left banking and started in economic development in 1997.
Okay.
So a long time ago.
You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And you was telling me before we started recording here that you and your wife is also
Economic developer. And that's her work is what brought us to the area.
Okay.
Back during the COVID pandemic, she's a native of Kabul, Missouri.
Okay, yeah.
She started in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And then moved on up to the St. Louis region, city of O'Fallon.
Okay.
Then city of Chesterfield. And she was working for University City when the COVID pandemic started in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down their
office. Shut all down,
and I was working in the Louisville, Kentucky metro, and they didn't close the office, but it was just circling the drain.
Yeah.
Budgets were we were funded by the county city and the county, and the budgets were dwindling, and of course it was the cancellation culture. Even the Kentucky Derby was canceled. That's a big deal.
So you guys have now made your way here to Clinton, Missouri. Are you guys relocated here, or what's your situation?
So my wife is the economic developer for the city of Overland Park.
Okay.
So she is required to reside in Overland Park.
Okay.
So I'll stay here during the week
and then
commute back and forth.
Not too far if you have to
go
home.
No. It's a little over an hour drive. I mentioned that she's the native of Kabul, Missouri. Mm-hmm. So when we commute back to her hometown to visit her family,
kind of halfway,
we drive right through Clinton.
Right.
So week before last, she drove through. We stopped and picked me up, and we commuted on to Kabul, where we celebrated her dad's 95th birthday.
So, well, that's exciting.
We were somewhat familiar with the area. We know many of the economic developers in this side of Missouri, so we're familiar with the territory and many of the players, and that helps. Economic development is definitely a networking, and as you mentioned, you've worked for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
You understand that.
I understand the whole process.
Yeah,
of it, yeah.
Yeah. We rely on our partners, the Missouri Department of Economic Development, the Missouri Partnership, which is the statewide marketing organization.
Right.
And then our course, the chambers of commerce, the utilities, Evergy, the co-ops. They all have most of the utilities also have a economic development division. So we, you know, we have regional partners, we have statewide partners, and we have a national partner. So we rely on that network of economic developers to bring us project, so to speak.
Absolutely,
they're all plugged in to this,
and they're all trying to find a place to put businesses. Yeah,
they're all trying to find a place, and they're trying to find a place to put business, and we, the local economic development, have the places. So we have to educate all of our network on what's available
what we have
in our particular location. So.
Well, Larry, you've been a part of the economic development just here in Clinton just since October 1st, so not even a month yet. You're just getting your feet wet in the position. But you've been working with Mark Dawson, our previous economic developer, who just retired from the city of Clinton. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Mark and how you guys are going to work together, because you've been involved with what's been going on here in Clinton for a little bit, even before October 1st. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. Mark advertised the position that he was retiring from, and I had noticed that, but not really paid much attention to it. But my wife was some of his cohorts,
right.
and found out that he was searching for someone to take his place, but hadn't really found the person he was looking for.
Right.
So we connected. I reached out to Mark and said I might be able to help you. So we moved forward from there.
Good.
So even though I didn't start until October the 1st, we were speaking a good month or two before, and once we realized that yes, I had gone through the interview process and that I was going to be hired, then he started revealing some of the projects that are companies, local companies, that he was working with, that he'd like to bring me in with,
to introduce you to people to make those contacts to work the network.
You bet.
Well, so, tell us a little bit about your outlook. What are you looking to bring to Clinton? Not specifically business wise, but what do you as a person look to bring to the job of economic developer for Clinton?
Well, the measurement of the metrics of economic development is capital investment within your community and job creation. Mm-hmm. So that's our focus most of our new capital investment and job creation always comes from your existing businesses and industries. And, you know, there are some newcomers, but most of your new capital investment, job creation, comes from your
within
your community. So, you know, I want to get to know all of your businesses and industries, and find out, you know, what they do. You know, who do you sell to? Who do you buy the upstream and downstream, and figure out, you know, what, you know, where, you know, how to plug in to their network,
right?
And try to, you know, try to build upon that.
So
now I will say that Clinton, you know, certainly, you know, not urban, not suburban.
Right.
You know, you're rural, and, you know, you're not a non-metro community, but your community leaders for a long time have been doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, I the first office that I ran as a director, economic development director, was in Georgia, and the Georgia Association of Economic Developers president called me and says, Larry, come see me. So I did. So it wasn't that far away. And he said, Larry, there's two things I want to tell you. He said, first of all, economic development is simple. It's never easy.
Yeah.
It's just simple. Then he went on to say, and communities, I believe communities get what they deserve.
Okay.
And that speaks to the leadership of your community.
Yeah.
You know, are your community leaders doing what they're supposed to be doing, or are they not doing.
Right.
And whichever, and you can tell, you can't hide it. You can tell that
what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So my observation of Clinton is that yes, your community leaders are doing what they're supposed to do. For a town of Clinton's size and non-metro area, you're performing better than most communities in a non-metro area of the same size across. Clinton is outperforming other communities of this size within the region.
Right.
Missouri and Kansas.
Right. So, well, that's great to hear that we're still on par, if not one of the top communities in the area for what we're doing. So we're looking forward to that.
There's already, I want to keep the momentum going. I just want to ride the wave.
Right.
I've got big shoes to fill, and you're already successful. So
right.
I've got to keep moving the ball forward.
Well, we look forward to seeing your success in the years, months ahead. And can you tell us quickly here, we're running out of time, but can you tell us anything big that or expect any announcements by the end of the year, maybe first quarter of next year, of anything that could be happening?
Mark Dawson and I have been meeting with the city council for the last three city council meetings,
okay,
talking about a couple of projects. One, the first reading of the city's involvement in the project should be on the November the 18th.
Okay.
City council and we hope to have that wrapped up by the end of the year.
Great.
And then the second one, which is affiliated, mm-hmm, with the first one, would start then sometime in the first quarter of next year. So.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing those announcements and getting the word out about these big projects happening right here in Clinton.
Stay tuned.
And stay tuned, of course.
Stay tuned.
That's just the radio tease right there. So,
yeah.
Well, Larry, it was great meeting you. Thank you for coming out to the radio station and talking with us today. If anybody has any questions or would like to reach out to you just to welcome you to town, how can they do that?
The Clinton Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And you know the staff there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Know the staff there. So just contact the Clinton Chamber of Commerce, and you can reach me by email if you like, larry@clintonmo.com.
Easy enough. Well, Larry Tucker with us today, our new Clinton Economic Developer here on our Community Spotlight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Our Community Spotlight here on KDKD and 104.9 The Biz, brought to you by Solid Value Contracting.